This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. Crank this music up. I want people to hear, Kara, how good this sounds.
There's a thermos and a water jug rolling around in the can.
I always like
this because it helps to set the tone for what we do here on this program. There's a podcast that goes along with it from the American Family Farmer Show. If you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you will find each week an overview of what we are podcasting. For example, last podcast posted National Farmer Union President Roger Johnson here with me to discuss the issues that the NFU is focusing on this year. The opioid crisis, net neutrality, tax reform, how it all impacts farmers, the family folks that live in rural America, all that on the current podcast, which you can download at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and can do that every week. So a week from now, you'll be able to download the information that we present to you today, which starts by having a conversation with Paul Haldeman and Deanna Nelson, who come from Zohr Tapestry. Now, for those of you who maybe are unwashed and you think I'm mispronouncing tapestry, no, I'm not. It has nothing to do with tapestry. It has to do with tapping a tree for maple syrup. Maple trees starting next month. If I have my dates right, I know here in New England, the tree tapping starts usually in February, lasts for a month or so. Is that pretty much true everywhere, Paul and Deanna? Do I have my dates right?
Yes, yeah, you're right on with that. We start tapping late January, but generally in February we get all our taps in. And up here, we're up close to the Canadian border. We start to get a flow about the first week of March, last week of February.
What does it mean, flow? Explain to people who are not in this, even if they're farmers, they love maple syrup. I guess I fit into that category. I'm both a farmer and I love maple syrup. Who doesn't like maple syrup? So what is there? Let's talk about a little of the jargon here. The reason that I'm doing this, by the way, in detail is to highlight another circumstance where people who may not have thought about these ideas, the idea of the program is to help family farmers with problems where there is one or any number. Here's an extra way for you perhaps to make a little extra money if you got a lot of maple trees around. So you're up close to the Canadian border. Are there more trees up there? I know some people in Western Mass who are doing this and have made quite a business out of it over the last few years. Is there a particular place where you go that the trees are better than others?
Well, it's funny because the trees will be slightly different in each area. Each soil type will give you a slightly different nuance to the flavors in the maple.
Yeah. Well, it's like grapes. Different grapes come from different regions. The acidity of the soil, things that are going on in the soil, certainly predicate whatever it is that the health and the taste and everything else about what it is that you're growing and harvesting, right?
That's exactly right. And we often compare it to the grape industry or even coffee industry, where you get a lot of nuance depending on where it's grown. Where we are, it's a lot of limestone. We have steep hillsides. And we gravity feed the sap from the trees down into collection tanks. And that's what we mean by the flow, is that once the days are warm enough for the sap to thaw out, it starts to flow down into the tanks where we collect it and start to boil it down in the evaporators.
All right, so let's talk about how this gets started. Paul Haldeman, you were in the military, and Deanna Nelson, you were a lawyer. Are you partners in life or just partners in this agricultural business?
We're partners.
other than syrup making, Doug, which is the best kind of partner in my
opinion. Good for you.
It's been a fabulous opportunity. So all of our free time, we now soak up with making maple syrup and to some degree tapping black walnuts as well. It has provided us an excellent opportunity to stay out of trouble.
All right, so black walnuts, are they the trees netting the same kind of syrup as maple syrup? Can you mix them? Because you hear usually the description, well, if it's commercially made, chemically made, that's, it's different than the stuff that comes out of the tree. So we hear maple syrup, and you see reference to maple syrup. I never ever heard any reference to black walnut syrup.
Well, the black walnuts are trees that grow our properties as well, and we tap them just like maple trees, and so we blend the sap in with the maple, and we get a specialty product that we have a limited quantity of, which is basically the same as maple syrup, just has a slight nuance, different flavor to it.
Explain to people the process. This is fascinating, how you get to the stat. You don't just tap the tree and fill up a bottle and say, here, folks, here's some maple syrup. This isn't how it works. Explain, Paul Indiana, how it does work, the work you have to do once you get the product to get it to the status of putting it in a bottle and bringing it to a store to sell it.
Well, Doug, this is really an area that we're capitalizing on. It's the processing. So there's multiple different ways to make a loaf of bread or brew a cup of coffee. We're really focusing on the processing to distinguish the syrups that we're making and really highlight the different flavors that can express in maple syrup. So, generally what you're doing is collecting the sap, and you're concentrating it to a Brix level, a level of sugar concentration that meets the legal or regulatory requirements for syrup. What happens between those two points, though, can have a lot of different varieties. So much like the specialty coffee industry has undertaken, we are doing with maple syrup. So instead of trying to commodify the syrup, we're trying to really highlight the nuances of terroir.
You have 10,000 trees, over 250 acres up in Vermont. I would like to talk in a moment about the yields, whether there's different things that you can do, or is Mother Nature really in charge? We're focused on how to extend your reach by making products like maple syrup and syrup in general with two folks who have made something quite actually a name for themselves in this business. Paul Haldeman, Deanna Nelson here from Zoar, Z-O-A-R, tapatree.com. If you go to tapatree, T-A-P-A-T-R-E-E, tap a tree, think of it that way, tapatree.com, I'm sure you would find the time you spend there rewarding. We continue with more rewarding information on the American Family Farmer.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/2018. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
16 past the hour. You're listening to the weekly American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on making maple syrup. In the next half hour, we're going to meet Carissa Chapman, who's the Ag Education Coordinator at the International Agri Center. this group encourages people to get involved and educated about farming. The AgriCenter itself holds events, teaches classes to educate children and a lot of millennials about the work that farmers do, how they grow different crops on their farms to feed those of us here in this country who want to have good quality food. This program is aimed at helping farmers, farm businesses, and the locavores who support what we do. And I'm going to bet that there are thousands and thousands of people who are supporting and excited by the products at Tapestry. Paul Haldeman, Deanna Nelson, we're talking about the size, the yields. How does, is there a yield question, or is a tree a tree a tree?
Well, there is a yield question. Our yields are generally a little lower than some yields because the most bigger maple operations today use vacuum pressure to pull sap from trees, get very high yields. We just use gravity, so our yields are generally a little lower, but the yield really depends on the weather, and so does the flavor. There's so many things that, when you get a really good cold night and then a nice, warm, sunny day, the yields of the trees will be much higher, and so that can change from day to day and from season to season.
So, in this world that we live in, that, as you just suggested, is always focused on large batches and that sort of thing, the way that you purify, or, if you will, pasteurize, I know that there are a lot of people who want to make sure that this is pure, and there are some who want organic. I don't know how much of a factor that is in what you do, but in the process of cooking which comes out of the tree, you do automatically pasteurize it. So if somebody puts on a label pasteurized, that's no big deal because you have to cook it to separate out the syrup anyway, right?
That's right. The syrup is boiled up to a temperature of 220 degrees to get it down to its normal density. So it's very septic. I mean, there's no problems with pasteurization, because that's essentially what you're doing. We have a process where we actually do that at a lower temperature, at about 180 degrees, which is also still at a pasteurization temperature, which changes the flavor and the content of the syrup, the way it looks and the way it tastes, and it preserves a lot of the enzymes in it. So we do have syrups, we do small batches, and some of them are actually cooked at different temperatures to get different effects.
Well, this speaks to a bit for those who are in the business of selling raw milk. When we focus on raw, that's the nature, that is natural, the natural state. And so we've had all of this push from the government and a lot of the food schools who want to, they take great pride in telling us how they're protecting us from ourselves. You want to drink raw milk and you get a good source, that's terrific. I'm not suggesting that you're selling raw syrup, but what can you? Is there such a thing as raw, unpasteurized syrup?
Well, there is in the processing, so we'll process it and evaporate it at a lower temperature, but right before it's bottled, we will bring it up to the recommended temperature for safety. Mm-hmm. But that's just briefly, just long enough to make sure that it is, as you say, pasteurized, and that there will be no, spores or anything that could be dangerous in it. That's important to do. Really, in the maple industry, the problem and with the syrups, which is really not a problem, is what a lot of the big commodity syrup manufacturers are doing now is they're putting the syrup through a lot of turns of a reverse osmosis machine, which is taking a lot of the
same thing. Yeah, and Paul, it's the same thing as they do in the milk business. They laser and microwave the milk so that it's just getting white water. If you're buying something from one of the big companies, General Foods, Aunt Jemima's syrup, or that's crap. That's not what you're not producing stuff like that. You're talking about things that have substance here, and that's why the focus. We continue in a matter of moments on the American Family Farmer.
Why? Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest honey.
23 after the hour now, with a focus on the American family farmer. Every week trying to come up with ways of making your existence not just an existence, but something that at the end of the day you can say, wow, I had a good day. I helped a lot of people, made a lot of good stuff, grew a lot of good stuff, and made a couple of bucks. What's wrong with that? And thus, the focus here on syrups in the marketplace. We have the two folks that run Tapestry. com, Deanna Nelson and Paul Haldeman, who are up in northern Vermont, the maple syrup business, not just for pancakes. I think a lot of us, I use maple syrup on pancakes and that sort of thing, but there it's a cooking tool as well, isn't it? What are some of the things that people, some of the unusual things people use, the locavores who are buying your product around the country, and I'm assuming you have pretty wide distribution. I hope you do anyway. What are people using this for that's unusual?
Well, I must say, Doug, that the pancake is the albatross of the maple syrup industry because I think people are so wedded to that concept. But yeah. We actually, that's the unusual use in our households. We use this in cocktails, in drink mixes. We have
really?
An entire line of specialty coffee pairings so that you can utilize it in coffee without the necessity of using milk products because of the high calcium load in the syrups itself. We use it for glazes on meats. We use it in jellies, jams, sweet and savory applications.
So,
it's a low glycemic, very nutritious.
Let me offer this, Deanna, as a suggestion. As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking it as a replacement for high fructose, that corn syrup that everybody complains about that adds a flavor, but it's also really bad for you. Is this something that that the syrups can be used in place of?
Well, we think it can be used in place of pretty much any sweetener, honestly. It's got such, full of antioxidants and wonderful flavor profiles that you can use either very subtle flavor tones to enhance whatever you're adding it to or contrasting flavors. You can lift and contrast the flavors in whatever you're utilizing. So the possibilities are really limitless, and it gives you, like you've been talking about, a very healthy local syrup that supports small producers throughout the Northeast in particular.
And I'd go back to Paul and Deanna, something I talk about frequently here. Americans are spoiled because we don't pay a lot of money for food. If you're looking for equality, go to some of the other countries that we supposedly compete with, like China and Russia, even in Europe. The cost of good quality food is much higher there than it is here. And so you have costs. I'm guessing that your maple syrup isn't cheap, and it ought not to be, because it's good. And so, you know, there are a lot of people who try to knock off things that are good and expensive to providing you with good and not so expensive. But here, small batching, the selective way you mix the syrups, all of that stuff has to add to the value of your product.
We certainly believe so, and I think our customers feel the same way. It's got more flavor. It's got the differences. It's an experience, and if you're someone who enjoys having a real and authentic experience when you're eating your food, then this is a product that will really appeal to you.
Well, I think it's a fabulous. Matter of fact, I'm looking forward. You see, do you see this in the marketplace? Do people have to order it specially, go online to tapestry.com, or is this available in retail grocery establishments?
We have one of our larger accounts is Beekman 1802, and we supply all of their liquid maple syrup. And we also sell our own label on our website at tapestry.com.
Good.
So we've been able to sell around the country and in three foreign countries so far. So we're
good for you.
That.
Well, it's coming along. There are a lot of specialty things in foods and farming that are getting traction. This is a good example of one specialty area. Thank you for being here, Paul Haldeman. Deanna Nelson from Zora Tapestry Company. It's Tapestry, T-A-P-A-T-R-E, all one word, tapestry.com to get the information. Thanks to both of you. This is the American Family Farmer.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
American Family Farmer. Each week we get together here, you and me, and people who are experts in the family farming agricultural community to sort of work on common problems with ideas for common solutions. Not always do we get the common solutions. Sometimes we don't even have a real idea what the problem is, but it's good to be able to air these sorts of things in a forum that doesn't cast a shadow or a doubt on where the information is coming from. Joining us, as a matter of fact, right now to help us prove that point, Carissa Chapman is the Ag Ventures Education Coordinator at the International Agri Center in Tulare, California. I will tell you, having been to the International Farm Show that takes place every year there several times, this is about as good an adventure as you can have in farm country. Tulare is sort of central eastern California, in an area of the state. They just have nothing but rolling farms for miles and miles and miles. And it kind of is refreshing to see and experience it, because I come from a farming area, Carissa. My farm is Eastley Farm. You can go to the website. I always say that to people so that they can sort of check out my credentials and have them understand, or all of you understand, that I am a family farmer in real terms as well as being a broadcaster. So my website, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, farm.com, facebook.com/Eastley Farm, or I Support Eastley Farm. That's where you can find out more about what I do on my dairy farm to promote the furtherance of what family farming is all about, at least in my area. So let's talk about the Ag Ventures Learning Center, the educational coordination that needs to be done. This, in my mind, the reason that you're here is to encourage people to either get involved in farming who may not come from a farming background, or to help educate youngsters and people of all ages, actually, as to where the food comes from. And this is a formalized sort of, this is not, I have on my farm, for example, Carissa, I have a classroom set up in the barn, a corridor leading to the milking room, where you can learn about the cows, gestation periods, the food that they're eating, that sort of thing. And then they understand, they can walk into the barn while the cows are being milked. They can see the machines working. They can touch the cows, talk to them, feed them, that sort of thing. So that's an ag venture for sure. But you have really expanded on that, have you not?
Yes. Our Ag Ventures Learning Center, like you said, is located here in Tulare at the International Agri Center. And it is all hands-on interactive exhibits with modern technology to teach about science and the environmental issues and food and nutrition. So we touch bases on all of the different agricultural aspects, from the dairies to your irrigation, how you water your crops, the different types of irrigation systems you would use depending on the type of crop it is, as well as we teach a lot about the different row crops that you can, that farmers plant, and what type of season it is that they would be planting those types of crops.
All right.
We have different hands-on exhibits to teach children, and it's really people of all ages enjoy our learning center.
What do you think people are most surprised to learn, in general anyway, about the farming existence, family farming especially, whether it be science or environment or food sources? What are the teachers, the parents, the children who are coming there learning that seems to surprise them?
You know, we have lots of different types of exhibits depending on the different industry that we have involved in the agriculture industry. We have a lot of different questions and answers and where students can engage in all of the activities we have. They're usually most, what draws most attention is a lot of the different facts and all the different things that are involved in the agriculture industry. We do have two different dairy exhibits inside the Ag Ventures Learning Center, and we have lots of different facts on the dairy cows. So always the milk production, how much milk a cow produces, the fact that cows have four stomachs, that production in the dairy industry always seems to surprise people that are not familiar with the agriculture industry.
I have people who are friends of mine. I have horses. I have 300 Jersey dairy cows on my farm, but there are horse farms all around. There aren't many dairy farms. As a matter of fact, there isn't another dairy farm around where I am for miles in any direction. It just
wow.
happens to be a suburban area, so I'm the Lone Ranger when it comes to this sort of thing. And you're talking about four stomachs, that sort of thing. People look at a large animal and think they're all the same. For example, a camel, a horse, an elephant. Some people have this this notion that because an animal is big, they must be all the same inside.
Exactly.
Which you, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that helps people understand. Plus the methane gas controversy. Mm-hmm. I hope I've not been there since a year ago. This past winter, I did not go up last winter to the event, but I'm hoping that there is something there that gets in the faces of those foolish people who think, some well-intentioned, some not, that our problems with the environment come from cows, from having too many cows and they produce too much gas, which in fact is exactly the opposite of what is true. What is true is that the manure that comes out of the cows has a lot of microbial assets in it that when landing and being worked into the soil help to in a very plain way, activate the microbes that are in the soil that get the soil to produce better and more efficiently that which it is there to do, the greens, whether it's grass, whether it's trees, whether it's corn, whether it's Sudan grass, whether it's peas, carrots, whatever it is, the microbes that are energized by the process of the cow's digestive system would not exist. The photosynthetic process would not be as healthy as it is. The way of exchanging oxygen for carbon in the process wouldn't happen. All these things are never talked about by the zealots who would have us believe that cows are the problem.
That's very true. We do have a lot of people that will come. Typically our field trips and school tours that that visit the Ag Ventures Learning Center are for the younger students. So we don't want to create any controversies when we have our school tours. But we do have people that come through, especially during World Ag Expo, where we have large groups of adults coming through the Learning Center that are not educated in the agriculture industry. And we are here to raise awareness and to educate them about the agriculture industry and show that we're not the villains, as some people think that the agriculture industry is.
Well, the only people who think that are the people that don't know anything. They think the food comes from the sky. Well, I guess in a sense it does, because without the sun, we wouldn't have any food either. But this foolish notion that, and I happen not to be a meat eater. I don't eat poultry, but I don't tell people not to do that. Whatever choices you make, hopefully based on some educational process. But I'm very big into dairy, obviously. A lot of my raw milk I drink myself, raw milk cheeses, ice cream, that sort of thing. And there are plenty of opportunities, especially when you're selling raw milk, to have people misunderstand what it is that you're really doing. And so that's part of it. As you break all of these things down, there's an industry, there's a sub-industry, there's a sub-industry to that. One of the things that also seems to me needs to be part of the educational process is for people to understand when there are problems in the food supply, it is never, and I underscore never, at the hands of the family farmer. It's always some big, gigantic agribusiness that has, packaged, let's say, spinach or something like that, and they don't wash it and clean it well enough, so then there are problems with listeria or E. coli or salmonella or whatever it is. And children hear this even this week. They're liable to hear that there's been a recall of, I think, beef hot dogs or something. I can't remember what I saw a recall of something. But every week, there's a recall of something.
Mm-hmm.
And I will guarantee you, as I sit here, there is never, ever a problem with the produce that comes off of the small American family farm. It's always the big, gigantic food processors that are the culprits. And those people don't necessarily get it in the neck, because the people that are running the FDA are all from inside of these various companies, and they're happy to go after the little guys because it distracts and deflects from what the real problem is. And I think children and adults need to know that.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's what AgVentures is here, is to educate and to raise awareness about that. You know, a lot of times we ask the children, where did your food come from? And so far, luckily, when I ask about milk, they do know that it comes from a cow.
Yeah.
But your other foods, they just think it shows up at the grocery store.
Yeah, right.
You know, we have one exhibit. It's one of our older exhibits that we take when we go into the community. And one of our local community members who is involved in the city council and things here in Tulare has been taking it with him to our water forum. Because especially right now in California, we're having our water drought issues, and it's a big cheeseburger, and it shows how much water it takes to produce a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's something so simple, people of all ages are always amazed to find out how much water it takes to produce one cheeseburger. And for students, they think they don't know why it takes water to produce a hamburger bun until you tell them that process of, well, it comes from wheat. It doesn't just show up at the grocery store. So to educate people on that is amazing.
Are you a farm girl?
I am.
So you don't have any problem. You know all of this stuff. What about your friends? You come, if you grew up in Tulare, you're in an agricultural community, so it's not the same. But if you went to school someplace else, or you had friends from some other place, they have a look at what I find is I drive down the street in a tractor. Oftentimes, people laugh at me. Oh, look at that hick on that tractor. Like, farmers don't get the respect that they used to or they deserve now because, for whatever the reason, we've lost touch, and there are a lot of different reasons for it. Most of you can point back to big government and the educational fiascos that are now taking place across the country. But whatever the source of the misinformation or lack of information, one of the things that, because people are not aware of what's going on the farm and how important it is, people think it's amusing. To see a tractor, it's so odd to see a tractor. Not so much where you grew up, but certainly around where I am, has no respect for it, actually.
No, and even now, here in the Central Valley, we're surrounded by agriculture, and it always still to this day amazes me. Students don't understand what's being grown in that field right across the street from their houses or even their schools. And we do have tractors, like you said, that drive on the road, but like you said, people don't have respect for them. They're wanting them to get out of the way, and everybody's so in such a hurry that nobody wants to stop.
Well, people are they're so self-absorbed and selfish that I have a narrow country road that surrounds my farm. And when I'm going up and down the road with a piece of equipment on the back of the tractor, it oftentimes takes more than half the road. Well, if I'm on the road at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the horns, the looks, the way people react to me, and oftentimes when people try to pass me, I won't go faster or slower. I'll just keep going who I am. They'll end up in a ditch someplace, or they'll crash into another car or something like that, all because they're in such a hurry to get by me when I'm, in fact, doing the speed limit, because the speed limit on these streets is 20 and 25 miles an hour. But doesn't make any difference. I got to get there first. You're dispensable. Get out of my way. No respect whatsoever. So people need to be educated so they don't grow up with that attitude as much as anything else. Food for thought. You can go to agventures.internationalagricenter.com for more information. Carissa Chapman works at the International Agri Center in Tulare, California. Here on The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. There are trillions of bacteria in your digestive tract. Research suggests that having too many of the bad or not enough of the good bacteria can wreak havoc on your body. That's why taking a daily probiotic can help promote good health.
Probiotics are beneficial bugs. They're not pathogens. That means they're not things that are going to attack us and cause illness. They're good bugs that are helpful either for digestion or for our immune system.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Murray says it's a good idea to feed that need.
Over generations, we've been killing our bugs. When you take an antibiotic, a general antibiotic, yes, it's important to treat the infection. But when we take those antibiotics, we're also basically declaring nuclear warfare on our good bugs.
While there are probiotic supplements, Dr. Murray likes to emphasize food-based probiotics, such as yogurt or kimchi. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs. The turn from green to bad harvest.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. I suppose this would be considered good news for those of you, and that's most of you who live in rural areas, because this program aimed at the American Family Farmer, although not so much just for farmers, because the locavores who use our products are part of the focus here as well. So the Federal Communication Commission, you'll remember, has ruled that net neutrality isn't anything that we really need to have, which, of course, is bunkum. So now there are 22 states at least that have filed a lawsuit against the Federal Communication Commission. The statement from the attorneys general of 22 states reads, "The repeal of net neutrality would turn internet service providers into gatekeepers, allowing them to put profits over consumers while controlling what we see, what we do, what we say online." The petition to begin the lawsuit, filed in the U.S. District Court of Appeals in Washington, is the first of what's expected to be a lot of legal challenges on behalf of groups in rural America. Some others are expected, public interest groups like Public Knowledge and the Free Press. Some of the farm organizations, National Farmers Union, is going to sign on to this. It's expected as well. Senator Kristen Gillibrand, New York, tweeted that, quote, "Just one more vote from one more senator is needed to have enough votes to reverse this net neutrality." It's a repeal. And net neutrality gave people access, and the repeal of it takes away the access because it costs the big companies like Verizon, who are obviously your enemy anyway. They're the ones behind trying to get this done. And interestingly enough, the fellow that runs the FCC just coincidentally happened to work, used to work for the for Verizon. So two and two makes four. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down, baby, take my arm.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Now this comment. Looking at the future of our farms, it was refreshing for me, and I hope for you, to talk with this young lady. And frankly, over the last month or so, we've been trying to focus on some of the younger farmers who are bringing everything to the local agricultural movement. I believe that they are finding ways of solving a lot of problems that they have or avoiding them. And so I want to highlight that. I was talking to a fellow named Cooper, who used to worry about weeds on his farm. Now he says that the entire area he's been working will be a weed patch someday. This guy is pretty old. I think he's around 80 years old. Never worked off of his family's farm except for one time he got taken by working at a filling station because he thought it would be easier, and that didn't work. So he's been working the land for decades, third-generation farmer. He said, quote, "I think we better be worried about what's happening. Housing has taken over our farmland and the grazing land. Someone is eventually going to get the water, and then there won't be any water for my farm, and it'll turn my farm into a weed patch." Now, that's an older point of view, but I do think that it is reflective of what a lot of you are thinking. You'd rather give in than fight. I know I'm going through this on my two farms in Massachusetts. Do I try to save them, which is what I've been doing all of my life, because the value of the property is in the millions, and the developers all want to have it, and they want to develop it. I'm trying to keep it from being developed, and many of you are in the same place, but you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, I've worked all these years, I don't really have any money, I got a lot of value in the land, the dairy business was terrible, and it wasn't much easier working the crops, so I can have a field day, get a couple of million bucks in my land, and I'll just go retire. So more and more, and the cost of labor these days and the cost of the equipment and getting it fixed. I wonder sometimes, I never buy new equipment. I always buy at auctions. I always buy used tractors, or I just had an auction, sold a lot of tractors, so I don't need to buy any tractors. But equipment, when I need something, I will never, I should say, but I, in the last 4 or 5 years, I haven't bought anything new. I go to the auctions and I find what I want, and I'm pretty good at judging it. And so that's how I do what I need to do when it comes to equipment. But a lot of people, because of their tax situation, want to go out and buy new stuff, and that's fine. But under the circumstance, it's so expensive. Some of these tractors, it's not hard to get a tractor that costs $100,000. And there are many farms that have nowhere near that kind of income. So if you, I'm just suggesting that when you're looking around for equipment, I'm sure many of you, you know that it's much easier to find a tractor that's 10 or 20 years old and is in good shape and you have to pay a lot of money for it. I can buy four tractors. I like International Tractors and Massey Ferguson's, and I can find four of them that are in good condition for what it would cost me to buy a new one. And so I don't. But that's just my approach to it. Many of you, as I say, have different ways. But the cost of production is so high. Those of you who are wrapped up in farming because of the tradition find some of the markets weak, and that affects what's going on. And on this program, I'm trying to encourage people to either get into farming or to stay into farming and then help you with the things that you have to worry about. And there are so many, but there are a lot of things that are common depending on the part of the country that you're in. If you're in the desert and you're doing dairy, it's different because you're not growing your own feed for the most part than those who are in the Midwest or in the East who, if you're doing a dairy farm, certainly are trying to grow their own feed. And if you're in the what I call the vegetable patch, then you're going to also be confronted with different circumstances. I find, and I don't mean this to be pejorative, and please don't take this wrong, excuse me. I find the people who are working and putting together the produce farms are smarter than the dairy farmers. And I'm loath to say that because I'm a dairy farmer. But I think that the intrigue for those coming along is for the patch and not for the barn. Which is not a good thing, but the way the government and the milk industry is basically pushing the smaller farmers out of business in favor of the big farmers, it's hard. If you want to stay on the farm, the better job is to work hard from April until November and then do something else during the wintertime. Can't do that if you have dairy cows. And so that's why a lot of people are, I think, gravitating to that side, which is not good for the dairy industry by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a way that people are going. And at this point, I just think it's important for people to stay on the farm and more younger people getting into this. So Mr. Cooper hopefully will be happy about what happens down the road at his farm. This is the American Family Farmer. Thanks for your attention this week. I'm Doug Steffen. If you suck at me,
we'll hear you. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. Hear you. You can do
it if you try. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.